is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is getting a lot of support for his insults of an African-American congressman, Democrat Elijah Cummings of Maryland, and for blasting his majority black district in Baltimore. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Days after calling the district a disgusting mess, the president today described it as filthy.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore.
And he says they're thanking him for calling attention to it.
They really appreciate what I'm doing, and they've let me know it.
Claiming they flooded the White House with emails, calls, and letters, though the administration has not provided evidence. The president says African Americans love the job he's doing, despite his unpopularity in the polls. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate has fallen short in its attempt to block the Trump administration's planned arms sales to Saudi Arabia. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that story.
The Senate could not override the vetoes of resolutions to block President Trump's plan to sell more than $8 billion in weapons to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates without congressional review. Meanwhile, the House Oversight Committee releases a report on its investigation of the Trump administration's apparent willingness to allow the president's friends and political allies undue influence on U.S. policy in the region. Committee investigators say Trump friend, campaign donor, and inaugural committee chairman Tom Barrack promoted U.S. companies looking to profit from transfers of nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. He also advocated for foreign interests wanting U.S. nuclear technology and then took steps that his own company would make money from the deals. Tim McGuire, Washington.
At least 17 people were killed when a Pakistani military plane crashed into a Rawalpindi neighborhood Tuesday night, local time. The dead included all five crew members and at least 12 civilians. 12 other civilians were injured. No word on the cause of the tragedy. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund reports unprecedented numbers of children in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are being infected with Ebola, and the death toll is high. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Children account for more than 700 of the 2,671 reported cases of Ebola. UNICEF health specialist Jerome Fuffman says more than half of the youngsters infected with this deadly disease are below the age of five. Fuffman, who has just completed his third tour of duty in northeast Congo, calls this number unprecedented. He says it is proportionally higher than the number of children who were infected in the 2014 West African outbreak, which affected about 28,000 people, killing more than 11,000.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. Pro-democracy protests moved underground to Hong Kong's subway system today. Service was delayed and partially suspended, forcing riders to wait in long lines for shuttle bus service to other stops. And there were clashes between demonstrators and angry commuters. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, there is the haunting question of when China might feel compelled to intervene in its autonomous territory of Hong Kong.
Another weekend of violent protests in Hong Kong has prompted a rare public statement from the central government in Beijing. Representatives of its Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office called a press conference to condemn the protests that they say undermine the rule of law. The protests show no sign of abating, though, and questions are starting to mount over where the threshold may be for calling in the Chinese military to support the police. The Hong Kong Affairs Office was asked this during the press conference. They responded only by pointing to the city's constitution, as they have in the past. It allows city officials to request military help, although neither the city nor Beijing have given any specifics. The government also repeated its support for City Administrator Carrie Lam and the Hong Kong police. The officials claim Western countries are stoking the unrest.
That was correspondent Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. President Trump today accused China of backing away from its pledge to boost its purchases of American agricultural products. It formed the background for the resumption of trade talks today in Shanghai. The aim is to end the U.S.-China trade war. 20 Democratic hopefuls for U.S. president will debate in Detroit today and tomorrow, 10 each night. A number of those candidates far down in the polls may be forced to accept these sessions as their last hurrah of the primary campaign. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. day one. Let's keep it moving.